AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Former House Speaker Dennis Hastert will be arraigned in federal court in Chicago today. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
The former GOP congressman has been indicted on banking charges related to what appears to be a case of extortion in which he allegedly was paying off someone to hide a secret. It's unclear whether prosecutors will give any more details about that secret at the arraignment. A person familiar with the allegations tells the AP the payments were intended to conceal claims that Hastert had sexually molested someone during his teaching and coaching years in suburban Chicago.
This will be Hastert's first public appearance since that indictment. Protesters marched in McKinney, Texas last evening after a video showed a white police officer pulling a gun on a group of teens outside a pool party and pinning a black bikini-clad 15-year-old to the ground. Corey Hughes says it's time people took a stand against rough police action.
Everybody that has any type of human or compassion within them, they know that that was wrong. And so we're here just kind of bring awareness.
Some community activists accuse the officer of racism, while others urge calm until the facts are investigated. The last of the Angola 3 inmates, whose decades in solitary confinement on a Louisiana prison farm drew international condemnation and became the subject of two documentaries, has been ordered released. More from the AP's Kane Burdo.
The witnesses on both sides are dead, and there are an array of doubt over all of his convictions. So the federal judge in Baton Rouge that's been overseeing this decades-long now prosecution finally issued a ruling saying no more trials. This is it.
U.S. District Judge James Brady ordered the release of Albert Wood Fox. Louisiana's attorney general says the state will appeal the ruling. San Francisco officials are deciding whether to impose a warning on ads for sugary soda pop. This is AP Radio News. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals went to Tampa Bay with a 3-2 win over Chicago. Blackhawks goalie Corey Crawford says it was a tough loss.
Get up in the third period and then that happens. But we definitely could take a lot of positives out of this one.
The Lightning hold a 2-1 lead in the series. He prosecuted cult leader Charles Manson and followers in 1969. Later wrote a best-selling book about the Manson family crimes called Helter Skelter. Vincent Bugliosi has died of cancer in Los Angeles. He told the AP in 1999 that he didn't believe Manson was insane.
He knew exactly what he was doing. He was able to assess his weaknesses and his strengths. He was insane the way Adolf Hitler was insane, who incidentally was one of Manson's biggest heroes.
Obituaries also include character actress and philanthropist Mary Ellen Trainer, who appeared in the Goonies and Lethal Weapons films. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.